Tom Hanks Podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks Podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast that was about Tom Hanks in season one, but season two we're covering Colin Hanks. I'm Rachel, Tom Hanks' number one pen pal. And today I'm very excited because I have two of my favorite people. They're so funny and they host a very funny and fun podcast that you should go listen to. They're the co-hosts of the Baywatch Watch podcast. It's Charlie Mihalik and Zach Olson.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi,
Rachel.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here today. we're talking about Colin's fourth movie, 1114.
Yeah.
Which came out in 2003. Have you guys seen 1114 before?
No. Never heard of it.
Yeah, same. I had not heard of it. I will say this too, spoiler alert. I'm like, more people should know about this because I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Yeah.
I gotta say, I was expecting it to be a bit of a Pulp Fiction ripoff because it was very popular at the time to make movies with interweaving narratives.
Totally.
But this didn't try to do anything big with it. It basically told a pretty simple story that interwove, and it was just like a black comedy. And I was like, it pretty much works for being that. Yeah.
It was more fun than most movies that are like that, I would say. Like Magnolia or Traffic, which is like pretty depressing.
It's
fun. It's like very lighthearted.
Yeah.
Even though crazy stuff's happening that you're like, whoa. But it's fun.
A lot of stuff was happening, but also I laughed a lot.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
So, and then, but the poster had me worried because it looked very dramatic, the poster, because it's like.
It's a thriller poster.
Yeah. It does look like, because there's one version where
that's the one I saw.
Yeah, and it's like, why does she have binocular thingies? That doesn't happen at all in the movie.
No. That is an alarm clock she's holding.
Oh, she's holding an alarm clock.
That says 11:14.
Yeah, okay. Just the time, I guess.
Yeah.
It looks like binoculars.
It does look like she's looking through binoculars or like one of those like Viewmasters that you put the little pinwheel in.
Yeah.
So what's the other poster look like? I didn't see that one.
There's another one just like, it's like slashes of pictures.
Okay. Kind
of. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like they would do with like Crash and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. It was very Crash Traffic. Like, I don't know. But I like this movie. It had a killer cast.
It did.
Great cast.
Yeah. I wanted to pull it up, but it was like,
Henry Thomas.
Okay.
Blake Heron, Barbara Hershey, Clark Gregg, Hilary Swank.
Wow.
Sean Hatosi, Stark Sands, Colin Hanks, Ben Foster, Patrick Swayze, Rachel Lee Cook, Jason Segel, and Rick Gomez.
Wow. Yeah. What a good cast.
13 really? People in the cast.
Yeah.
Plus the dog.
Plus the dog. So 14.
The dog was not very well behaved, I gotta say.
Yeah.
This dog eats faces.
Yeah. That's on cause. And then when it was running away from him with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, come back, dog.
The dog,
it seemed like the dog was good for a bit, but then when he needed to be good, he was bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because the dad needed something. So there is like different storylines. So the first one is the kid from E.T., all grown up.
Yep.
He's driving his car and a body falls on his car.
Okay, I thought in the beginning that I wasn't going to like this movie because I felt like his decision was very stupid.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Where he
this is a pattern, right? Yeah.
This is a pattern, Everybody makes dumb decisions in this movie. So I was like, okay, but like when he hits this thing, maybe because he was drunk, he thought he hit her.
Right.
Yeah. And then was like, I got to hide the body. But the way that I was seeing, I was like, everyone will be like, oh, this body fell on top of my car.
Yeah.
So you don't, if you're making it worse on yourself, but
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he mentioned something about how he had because he had his license suspended, right?
Yes. Right.
So
like 3 months ago.
Yeah, so like it's probably one of those things where it's like no one would believe me because I have a past.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And he's been drinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I gotta say, in the opening credits, I don't know if you guys saw this, but it said music supervisor Jason Alexander. I didn't look it up, yeah. But I'm just gonna assume it's the Jason Alexander we know who played George on Seinfeld.
It was.
And I enjoyed some of his choices were fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the Ramones in this first
great
scene.
Drama-rama.
When the
car.
Yeah. Drama-rama. Yeah. Yeah.
Really cool. I believe it because didn't his son do musical improv at UCB?
He did.
Greenspan. Yeah.
Yeah. So the music, and he was in Cinderella.
I saw a production of The Producers in LA at the Pantages with Jason Alexander and Martin Short.
Yes. Oh, nice.
So yeah. He probably did the music. It's him.
He did the music.
Yeah, so that was the first one, and it was stressful. It was like, why are you doing this? But then it made sense.
Yes, it actually was maybe the most stressful part of the movie because I was like, until I saw Hilary Swank and the other guy get out of the car and run away, and I was like, okay, like, this movie's going for goofy, funny, rather than, like, getting darker and darker. Because even though it was, like, violent and dark, and like I never felt any kind of like real menace or sinisterness in it. Yeah. It was like everybody was just kind of stupid.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's bad at stressful situations.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But the next one was the Colin one. So it was Colin and Ben Foster and Stark Sands, right? Is that him? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were stupid boys in a car doing stupid things that led to Ben Foster's dick getting chopped off.
In the window of the van.
Oh, my gosh.
I laughed so hard at this.
At first, I thought he got shot.
No,
I
know.
But then I was like, no, he...
I was like, it's got to be... Because he was peeing out the window of the van right as they hit Rachel Lee Cook.
I would say that he was doing a little splash outside of the window. Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have several other dumb puns like this.
Oh, good. First of all, this is like Colin has mostly been a good nerd in all of his movie roles. This was the first time that he was kind of a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he still gave off nerd vibes.
He definitely did. They kind of seemed like kids who wanted to get in trouble, but kind of like didn't quite know how to pull it off.
Yeah, because he was like, look what I could do. I could throw, what was that, like a potato?
Pastry.
Oh,
no, okay. So it was the pastries that they got from the Quickie Mart liquor store.
Okay.
And remember, because he's like, oh, those are old. And he's like, yeah, I don't care. And it's because he was getting them to throw at cars.
Okay.
Little ways they weave in.
Yes, it is. Colin's not a good friend either, though. He doesn't plan to help get this guy's dick back.
No.
Well, would like, you?
Which I kind of get not going back.
I kind of get it.
I get it. I would be like, but you were peeing on my car. You deserve to get your dick chopped off.
100% you're right. But at the same time, the other character, I was like, that's a good friend. I mean, he's like, I'm going to go get that back for you. I mean,
But he was perfectly like, he was perfectly innocent. And then he went and got himself caught. And so now he's in trouble.
He did that thing where he's like, I'll look inside the cooler, check, make sure it's in here.
So yeah.
Just grab it and go.
Yeah.
In this situation. But
I mean, what if he grabbed the wrong dick? You know, there could be multiple dicks in that ambulance.
I know that they did something with John Bobbitt when his whole thing happened. But like, I don't know. Like, I would think like they probably would just be like, hey man, you're just gonna, you gotta get a new one or something. Like,
yeah.
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 I don't know.
Because even he was like, even if they put it on, it's not gonna work anymore.
Yeah.
At that point, I mean, he was like, when he got it back, he like threw it at his friend. I was just like, I don't know about this dick anymore. It's like, might be too late. I don't know though. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, just don't pee out the window of a car. You never know what's gonna happen.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Because they already have like killed a person.
Yeah.
At this point, so even going back is like even more risky.
Yeah, so sad. That's one of my biggest fears, is someone running out in front of my car. Ugh.
It did feel a little, by the end of the movie, it's karmic though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess in all these situations.
Because she has been, she is the person who has essentially set all of these events into motion.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the body falling on the car was the guy that she had sex who had a gravestone fall through his head.
Wow.
That's so sad. But also, can you just imagine?
I mean,
so,
no, I could not. She's like, did you?
Like, he did though. Like, yeah. I think that's what they're implying. Like, even though he's dead at that point, his body finishes what it was in the process.
Yeah.
Of. Yeah.
And she does too. So everyone's happy.
What a way to go, right?
What a way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the kind of the dad story, which was next, right? Because so Patrick Swayze goes to look after her daughter, and then he discovers the dead body that he assumes his daughter killed him.
Right.
Right.
And she's like, well, guess I got to clean this up.
Yeah, when Swayze showed up at the end of the last scene,
yeah,
and he's like, my daughter.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, dude, she's now a ghost.
Oh.
Sorry. I told you I have some dumb puns.
No, it's great. Yeah.
Oh, and when the gravestone fell on that guy's head, he probably got the Hershey squirts, Barbara Hershey.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. I got another one. Sorry.
Okay.
This is this one.
Yeah.
Jason Segel chases after the guy that takes the dick back, and he, just what a day that is for him. I'm sure he wishes he could be forgetting penis partial.
It's penis partial. Or Jason Segel is chasing after the guy with the dick like a seagull chases after a sandwich.
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, it's like everyone makes the wrong decision in this movie. Because like when Patrick Swayze seemed like crazy. I don't know. He was the one person in the movie who seemed crazy.
Yeah, what's the deal? What do you think is the symbolism of the, when he's at home, he's always watching some special about a Komodo dragon. What is the meaning behind that, do you think? Or is it just the random thing they chose? Probably not, right? I mean, what, there's probably some meaning behind it, but I don't know what exactly. Like, who's the Komodo dragon in this situation? I don't know.
But when he, like, goes out and he, like, finds her, he's like, oh, no, you pervert, you're not doing it. And he's talking to the dog and everything. I was like, this guy seems like he's, like, kind of lost his mind.
Yeah.
And, like, we obviously get, like, the beginning of the movie sets up the fact that there's two bodies. Because when Henry Thomas is in the woods and Barbara Hershey is like, you killed my child. You killed my only child. And then when he gets chased down by the cop and knocked down, then she's like, you're going to pay for what you did to my daughter. And he's like, daughter? And then so now we know because this person that he hit
was a man.
Fell in his car was a man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see that Patrick Swayze on his car? He had a Linkin Park sticker.
Yes.
Yeah, and he had some other, like, kind of random ones.
The reason is because she is driving his car, and he is driving her car because her car wouldn't work, and so then she asked to borrow his car.
So that's her car, right?
Then I guess. I thought it was the guy's car.
Oh, no, maybe it was the guy's car.
Yeah, because then she saw it driving away, and she freaked out thinking that he was still alive.
That he had left her. Yeah, he was still alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was like a number of bumper stickers on there. Like one of them was like, I break for Hooters. There's one bumper sticker. I was like, that is really weird and specific. It was, you're living proof that cowboys humped buffalo. I was like, what? What a weird sticker. But I assume these are all stickers they got at, like, I don't know, a truck stop or something like that. Or, you know,
because they did. This was supposed to be, I'm assuming this was like San Fernando Valley, but it was set up to be like somewhere in the middle of the country because it was like Middleton or something, a nice place to live. But clearly, so they were like, what would people in the middle of the country?
I see. Yeah. Because it definitely felt like Southern California to me.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He helps to get rid of the body for his daughter, which seemed like you were good at that. So it seems like he's done it before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you notice he kept using his shirt to like get rid of evidence, and then the dog took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say he was doing a little shirty dancing.
Oh. All
right. Okay. I apologize. I think that's my last one. And I apologize for all of them.
A lot of Patrick Swayze ones.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. The dog was not helping. But I feel like out of all the situations, his was the one I would prefer to be in.
Oh, try to make it seem like, yeah, yeah, something else happened. I see what you mean.
Because at least maybe he's, we don't know what happens, but like.
But it seems like he completely gets away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
He burns the shirt, kicks it into the sewer, and then gets to go home with his wife.
Yeah.
Good point. Where does he go after that, though? Because remember,
she picks him up and gives him a ride home, right?
But then later on when so this is earlier in the movie, when she confronts the drunk driver and she's like, where's my husband? I don't know where my husband is. Where is he at that point?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I guess we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It no seemed answer. Like they lived in different places.
I see, like different, like right next to each other, like houses or?
Yeah, like they weren't together.
Well, when Henry Thomas showed up, she was like, hey, like, have you seen my husband? He went out to look for the deer. That's what it was. He went out to look for the deer that had got hit because the chief called and was like, there's a deer that went out there. And remember, he's like, oh, don't worry, honey. I'll go look for it.
Okay.
And then that's when I think he got rid of the body and then she picked him up. I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't really check out.
Right? It is kind of weird. I wonder why that was in there then. That she's like, where's my husband? Have you seen my husband?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it was almost a perfect movie.
It was almost a perfect movie. That one moment.
Yeah.
But then the next one was the Hillary Swank, the convenience store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read in the fun facts, IMDb fun facts, that when Hillary Swank read the script, Buzzy, her character, was actually supposed to be a guy, but she felt like that role spoke to her the most, so then they changed it. And I was like, that character was like the dumbest one, I felt like.
I really liked her in this, actually. I thought she played that character really well.
Yeah, I thought she played that character really well. I mean, the part where she shoots the gun.
Yeah, she's like rolling around on the ground. I was like, that. I just thought it was funny that out of all the characters, that's the one that spoke to her.
That's the one that spoke to her,
yeah.
And then the part where he's like, you guys planned this robbery together, didn't you? And she says, yes, we did.
Which isn't really true, exactly.
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah.
So I was like, is Hillary Swank, like, dumb?
I think, yeah.
Yeah. She's amazing. Like, she can't lie, and she's dumb. That's what I gathered from if that role spoke to her. But I feel like that character was probably one of my favorites.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also really enjoyed Clark Gregg. I was like, he's a good actor.
Oh, yeah.
Agent
Coulson.
It was cool to see him in a role other than Agent Coulson. I was just like, oh, he's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not surprising. Not that I doubted it, but yeah, he's good.
I think he was a dad in a movie.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I really like Sean Hotosi, too. I think that I like that guy.
Which
he was Duffy. He was Duffy.
That robs the liquor store.
Robs the liquor store. Yeah. I like that actor.
I really love the scene where she's like, you got to shoot me. That whole thing.
Yes.
And then he's just like grabbing a little part of the arm. And she's like, ow. Ow. Yeah. He's like, it's going to hurt a lot more than this. So funny. That it does also play to how dumb her character is, because it's like, it's like, you're overthinking. It's like, this is not worth getting shot.
Right.
This is like, she's like, I might get fired. It's like, don't worry about that. I mean, like, you're going to get shot. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Right.
Nuts. Yeah.
Also, like, if it's that close, the gun, wouldn't it would hurt more than if it was like, I don't know how guns work.
Oh, but, like if it was from a distance and just kind of hit her slightly? Yeah.
You are, apparently it does more damage if the gun is slightly farther away because the bullet continues to accelerate as it leaves the chamber. So it gets faster at a certain point and then it starts to slow down. So they say, like, getting shot closer is actually more likely to result in you not having, like, it's not as bad. I mean, it's bad.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, get shot in the head, you're going to die. But
right.
Yeah. You know. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, then I was wrong.
No, it's also interesting to know. Yeah.
I also didn't expect Hilary Swank's character to be like that, because at the beginning, when they're trying to put Henry Thomas in the cop car, she's kind of like mouthing off to the cop. She's like,
right.
She's like, hey, put him in the front seat. There's no room back here. Like, yeah. Come on. Like, and I was like, but later she's like a very, like, almost like kind of meek, like more like, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get fired.
Yeah.
Type person.
That is true. That's not really in her character. That's interesting. Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe she went through like a whole thing where it's like, well, now that I don't have my, I've definitely been fired. I don't fuck it all.
Yeah, maybe.
You might be right, actually.
And they like run away when I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. They're going to find you.
Right. It's like
down.
A small town, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny too, after she gets shot and then trying to find the phone and everything like that, that whole like scene with the two of them.
Yeah.
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 That was... pager. There's a pager in there, a beeper or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to page the phone, right? Because when you used to have a landline, then sometimes you would lose.
Oh yeah,
the...
you push the button.
I see. Okay.
And it, it beeps. Yeah. And they're like, "Who left it? You put it back on the thing."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we introduce Rachel Lee Cook in this scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's basically, because he believes that she is pregnant and needs money for an abortion.
Yeah. And then we later find out that she actually was hustling two guys.
Yeah.
To get enough money to leave town with Henry Thomas.
Yeah.
With Elliot. He could have just flew his bike past the moon.
Yeah, right? Maybe.
At E.T.'s home.
Yeah,
wherever
that E.T.'s house.
Well, maybe, it doesn't work if E.T.'s not there. And E.T., we all know, went home.
Yeah.
He did.
So.
Well. You know,
could you imagine
sets
if,
up a sequel?
Could you imagine if E.T. was like, E.T. phone home, but he was in the liquor store and they're like, I don't know where the phone is.
Yeah.
And he's like, E.T. phone home. And then it's like, I can't find this phone.
Oh,
what a disaster. Totally different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the IMDb fun facts was that Henry Thomas was arrested for a DUI in 2019.
Oh,
that's a fun fact.
Only 16 years after filming 11-14.
Yeah. Oh, I see. That is a fun fact because that's what his character is in
it's
this.
It's another number.
Yeah. I think it was just like, he did exactly what his character did.
Yeah, exactly what his character did.
Hopefully he didn't do exactly because...
Yeah, he put a body in his trunk. And
yeah, no. Yeah. Okay, and then that was it, right? Because then...
Then we have the sex in the graveyard.
Sex scene. Yeah, in the graveyard.
Oh, yeah. We see that. And then he dies. Yeah. And then she tries to frame Duffy.
She tries to frame Duffy by putting his dog tag or whatever, his necklace thing.
Oh, yeah. Also, we
and
should
his bowling
point out,
ball.
Yes, his bowling ball. We should point out that they're having sex on someone's grave.
On a grave.
That's which is pretty messed up.
Rude. Karma.
And,
very rude.
And the grave... ornament, I guess the headstone has been sheared just perfectly.
Yeah.
So that
I guess
it's very loose.
Yeah, it is. I guess we're supposed to believe it's probably old and it's a little bit weathered and then it just crumbles
and so
and falls
all
out.
It needs is one good fucking.
Well, it took.
Wow. Yeah. But she was pretty good at like trying to get the keys from Duffy's jacket to get into his car to get his bowling ball that she knew was there convenient. Mm-hmm. And then she like used his jumper cables and And then she also has a friend that she's talking to on the phone. She's telling all to.
That's right. I guess this is an uncredited role, right?
No, the person she's talking to is Henry Thomas.
Oh,
wasn't there a woman that
but
she
it
was
sounded like
earlier?
A woman.
Oh, there was a woman she was talking
to. Yeah, I think not later, but earlier, there's like a friend.
Got it.
She's like, oh, you're doing this too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's
she calls the friend.
So that it lets us know that she's telling both guys.
Yeah. She calls the friend to kind of plant seeds that Duffy would kill this guy because she's like, he caught us.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. She's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but then Duffy comes and sees her and he's like, hey, and she's like, my car won't start. And then he's got the money because he's robbed the liquor store and he's going to hold it out to her. And then she comes and then Colin Hanks hits her.
Colin.
And
Dick
is
but,
severed.
I mean,
and then
he
shoots at Colin Hanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we think that Ben Foster has been shot, but no.
No. Yeah. And
something
then it
far worse
comes full circle. And then it ends with her looking at the phone right at 11:14.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
It also ends with, I think the, is it the phone call? Or there is the phone call between her and Henry Thomas, too, because we get
Too. That was, when we see her story, we see that when Duffy comes to give her the money, she's in the car talking to him. And she's like, he doesn't have the money. We can just leave with half of it or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And that at that exact moment, her dad is pushing her other love interest, who's now dead, off the bridge.
It shows everything that happens.
Yeah.
Right.
But we don't get to see the aftermath of this night. So what do you guys think happened to everyone?
Okay, so we have two dead people.
Yeah. So they stay dead.
Yes.
they're
buried right next to where they had sex.
Wow, that's sweet. Yeah. okay, so Hillary Swank and Duffy. So Buzzy and Duffy. But was that is it Buzzy and Duffy? What do they? So they get caught.
I guess they probably get caught. I would love to see. This is like, if you're going to do a sequel with characters, I would want to see a sequel with these two characters.
Yeah.
Like they're on the run somewhere. They're trying to get across the country, and Hillary Swank's character is so dumb and keeps messing everything up. I don't know. There's something there.
Their little thing is probably the least severe of anything that someone does in the movie. Maybe Patrick Swayze, because like technically he would only be able to be charged with like improper disposal of a body or something like that. So,
and putting a burning shirt down a sewer, which is probably some kind
which
of
is
fine.
Probably
at least,
way,
at the very
worse,
least.
Way worse.
Because you're gonna
it's
you're
sewer gonna, gas, you can blow up the
poop. Or you could kill the underground people.
Master Splinter's down there teaching us. Wow.
Turtles, poor turtles.
And they're like, wow.
But also, I was thinking about, I thought there was going to be an explosion in the sewer because of all the noxious gas down there. But, but I think that, like, the teens, all of their lives are ruined pretty much.
Yeah.
Because Colin Hanks has killed this woman with his car. They have been drinking as well, so underage drinking. They've also killed someone. I mean, Ben Foster, things aren't going to be too great for him.
The third one was lost, right?
Yeah, driving, so probably will have the least severe consequences.
Yeah, but he did steal a dick from the...
Dick theft. That would be a complicated legal argument on who had possession of the dick at the time. was it Jason Segel's dick to pick up?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. He's probably in the least amount of trouble, at least of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, it's like, it's one of those things you're like, well, okay, I understand. It's this guy's dick.
Yeah.
That he's just bringing back to him.
Henry Thomas's crimes are really that he was driving under the influence, driving on a suspended license, but he did not kill this person who fell on the car. So he probably is also in less severe trouble. Like, he'd still get in trouble for driving without a license and then probably fleeing from police custody.
Yeah, for sure. But you're right. It's his, once they figure everything out, if they do, his punishment is going to be a little less severe than he probably thinks it is at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. But he's still going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Obviously. And it's because he made it worse.
Barbara Hershey is actually really the only character that actually doesn't do much in the movie.
Yeah. True.
All she does is drive by. Like, her main scene is in the beginning and then the one scene with her husband. But she basically is just like, hey, did you hit a deer? Oh, well. Yeah. All right, bye-bye. And then she's like, my daughter. And then other than that, she's in no trouble.
No.
True. She's got a new cell phone, too. She's kind of bragging about it. She's like, I got a cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, cell phones are probably a little newer at this time.
She couldn't wait to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I just found out, Clark Gregg was married to Jennifer Grey, who was in Dirty Dancing.
What? Wow. Wait, when were they married? Were they married at the time he was filming this?
Yeah, married from 2001 and divorced in 2021.
Dang, this year, current.
He should have had her just add one G to the end of her name, and then she would
have been Wait, Jennifer Grey what?
Greg.
Oh, yeah. Greg.
Another fun fact from IMDb is that Colin is wearing a shirt with a Cisco logo on it, and Colin and Ben Foster had just done a movie with Cisco in 2001.
Oh, which one? What is that film?
Get Over It.
Yes.
They were best friends.
Is that the three of them? Kirsten Dunst as well?
Yeah. That was a fun movie. I like that one.
Nice.
You know what I've realized from this podcast is people only know Orange County.
When you ask people
about what's your favorite Colin Hanks movie, everyone says Orange County. And I think it's just because no one's ever seen any of the other ones.
Well, because it's one of the few movies where Colin is like the main character.
True.
Yeah.
And that movie was huge. That was like a huge hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys will have, you're going to do Fargo season one?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Because he's great in that.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Has Orange County already come out at this point? I don't remember what year.
Yeah, this was last, Orange County was the last movie he did.
What's your favorite of the ones you've seen so far, Rachel?
So far?
Yeah.
Well, technically he was in That Thing You Do. That was his first movie and that one's my favorite. But if we're talking about ones where he has lines and he speaks, I actually think I like this one the most.
Nice. Yeah.
I did like Orange County, but I feel like I hadn't seen it until the podcast, and I feel like everyone talked about how great it was too much, because then I expected a lot from it, and it was a very early 2000s movie.
Yeah. This movie felt of its time as well.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I loved Jack Black in Orange County, too.
Yeah, Jack Black was great.
Yeah.
This is a fun fact. Jack's last name is Black, which is a color, just like the movie he was in, Orange County. Orange is also a color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Clark Gregg was married to Gray.
Wow. Well, I did want to ask, what is your favorite Colin Hanks movie?
Mine, I guess, actually. I saw Orange County years ago, but I don't remember it that well. But I feel like I maybe enjoyed this one more. So I'd probably go with this.
I have to think about it. There probably are ones that I liked better that Colin Hanks was in. I just don't remember the other Colin Hanks movies.
Yeah.
What are some other ones?
Yeah.
I think my favorite, well, even though I haven't seen all of them, is House Bunny.
Oh, yeah. He was also in that
King Kong movie.
That's what I was gonna say. He was in King Kong, right?
Yeah.
The Jack Black one.
Jack Black one.
Yes, with Jack Black.
They actually have made. Too. Yeah, they've made four movies. Jack Black and Colin Hanks have made four movies together.
Wow.
Orange County, the King Kong one, and then the two Jumanji ones, the new ones.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, but Colin Hanks is like at the end of the. I haven't seen the second Jumanji, but Colin Hanks at the end of the first Jumanji movie is the kid who gets trapped and
the kid who's Nick Jonas
and then in the second one is Colin Hanks like a bigger role.
I have no idea. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that he's also in Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny.
Oh,
so that's a pretty fun one.
Oh yeah, his drunk frat dude. So that's another Jack Black movie.
Wow, he's just.
I'm looking. I think my favorite, I gotta say, I mean, I really liked this movie too, but, and I haven't seen it in a really long time, but I think based on nostalgia, I'm gonna have to say Orange County like a loser.
No,
I do really like that movie.
You're not a loser.
I think that Colin Hanks, who has had, it looks like a pretty great career so far.
Yeah.
He was a star of The Good Guys.
Yeah.
He's in a season of Dexter.
Yeah. He was in Roswell.
Yeah, Burning Love. Fargo. Life in Pieces.
Yeah. NCIS, my mom talks about that.
Two episodes of American Dad.
Yeah.
And he's got a TV series coming out soon called The Offer.
Wow.
Interesting. What is that about? Or no,
Oscar winning producers Albert S. Ruddy's never-before-revealed experiences of making The Godfather.
Wow. And his dad loves The Godfather. That's one of Tom's favorite movies.
So it's Dan Fogler as Francis Ford Coppola, Matthew Good as Robert Evans, Colin Hanks, Giovanni Ribisi, Miles Teller, Juno Temple.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Giovanni Ribisi from That Thing You Do. And
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
He was also in Saving Private Ryan with Tom Hanks.
Wow. Guys, it's all connected. And Scientology.
All connected, just like this movie 1114.
Yeah. Okay. I did want to see. Okay. So let's cast ourselves in this movie. Who would we play?
Question as in, like, what role would you want to play? Or, like, who do we see ourselves in as?
Let's do a Hilary Swank. What role speaks to you?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's funny. I feel like kind of maybe Hilary Swank's role. I think maybe. Same.
I see that for you.
Kind of like Ben Foster in this movie.
Ben Foster.
Dick cut off. Oh, yeah, I
do. I'd have fun with that role, too. Yeah, I could do that role. That'd be a fun one.
Yeah, I think my favorite of the scenes, I really like the convenience store one, so I like that one, too. But I don't know if any of those roles speak to me, but I definitely think being in that van would have been fun.
Yeah.
Totally.
I would play the mom.
Barbara
because I love my new phone. And
And Rachel, you get to knock out the guy from E.T.
Yeah.
You get to punch him in the face.
Wow.
Oh, I just remembered something kind of funny. I was like, that's kind of ridiculous. Is when Clark Gregg happens upon them, and then Clark Gregg's trying to pull her off of him. She's like, don't. He grabs like a swinging tire thing and kind of pushes that Clark Gregg and Barbara Hershey, and they both fall over. And
yes.
Like, I don't think so.
Whoa. It's yeah. Okay. So for this season, Colin Hanks has a line of Hanks kerchiefs. They're handkerchiefs called Hanks kerchiefs. So I'm having everyone design Hanks kerchiefs based on the movies that we watch. So what would be your 11-14 Hanks kerchief?
It would be the severed dick's gotta go on there.
So we can put multiple things on it, or just
we're designers.
Okay. We're putting the dog eating a face on there.
Okay,
dog eating a face, the dick on ice, that might be a classy
fun.
The sex on the grave.
Yeah.
Right at the moment after the statue
after the thing.
Falling on his face. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When she's like, "Did you come?"
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
And having a speech bubble.
A speech bubble.
Yeah.
Hilary Swank doing her like shooting thing.
Oh yeah.
And like really highlight the braces.
Yeah.
I think that covers.
Is that good? Okay.
Yeah, we got everyone right.
Can I throw one more in there?
Yeah.
Can we just have some writing that says music supervisor Jason Alexander?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yay.
Those opening credits, first of all, were so funny, where it was just like cars driving all over. Because it's an hour and 26 minute movie, and the credits were like 4.5.
I know, they were long.
Very long. And it was like a song that was just like, na, 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 na.
Yeah.
I don't know where exactly that went. But
I was like, is this a comedy? Because the poster and then the credits.
They don't add up. Yeah. I was expecting a thriller.
Yeah. Okay, and then for this season, I'm creating quizzes for everyone to take. Okay, so for this movie, I created a quiz called "Which event from 11-14 would you end up in?" Who would like to take the quiz first?
I'll go.
Okay. What's your favorite late night activity? Go out with your boyfriend/girlfriend, ride around with your friends, take your dog for a walk, you work the late shift, or go out drinking?
Go out with my girlfriend.
Okay.
I knew you were going to say that, and I just want to say, sorry, coffee. It's dog coffee.
Yeah.
That was the second option. No.
Nobody likes taking their dog on a late night walk.
Yeah,
you
want
to go to bed.
Yeah.
But you got to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, dog.
Okay, how do you handle a stressful situation? Run away? Freak out? Handle it? Get sad or get mad?
Handle it.
Wow. Okay. If you had $500, what would you do with it? Travel, throw a party, spend time with family, invest so I can quit my job, or buy booze?
Travel.
What scares you more? Losing your family, getting caught red-handed, having your dick chopped off, getting fired, or dying?
Losing my family. I mean, there's some tough ones in there.
There's some tough ones, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Pick another movie with interconnected storylines. Crash, Valentine's Day, Pulp Fiction, Love Actually, or Traffic?
Love Actually. Not. I mean, I like Traffic too. And Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Pick a Tom Hanks movie. Punchline, The Green Mile, The Burbs, Catch Me If You Can, or The Lady Killers?
I'm going to say Catch Me If You Can.
Okay. You got Frank's story. Dang, you dumped the body of your daughter's boyfriend off a bridge only for it to fall on a car. Oopsies, your karma is your daughter also got hit by a car. So sad, but you've got a dog.
Yeah, I do have a dog. There we go.
You got Frank's story. Okay, Zach.
Real quick before I do my quiz, I didn't even really think about that before, but what was his plan there? Like hoping that it looked like someone ran over the body? Is that the idea?
I believe so.
Okay.
Or like he jumped off the bridge. And
oh, that okay. That can make sense.
He
too.
Did
yeah.
not anticipate. Yeah, the car right. coming. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely a surprise for him.
Yeah.
But it is weird, like an idea to like. Well, yeah. I gotta get rid of this body that I think my daughter killed. I'll dump it off this bridge.
Yeah. It wasn't too smart, but
no, definitely not.
Okay.
I'm ready.
What's your favorite late night activity? Go out with your boyfriend / girlfriend, ride around with your friends, take your dog for a walk, you work the late shift, or go out drinking?
Go out with boyfriend / girlfriend.
What about your...
Well, actually, my wife, but I'm answering the question as it is, but that's implied.
Malik and Jimmy Olsen for a walk? Yeah, yeah.
No, my cats don't... I hate taking them out for walks. No.
How do you handle a stressful situation? Run away, freak out, handle it, get sad, or get mad?
I think I'd say handle it. Although I am a person that, like, if it's like, I got to go to the mechanic, I get sad about that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about like an in the moment thing, I would be a handle it thing. Yeah. If that makes sense. Yeah.
I think I would freak out. What do I do? What do I do? Okay. If you had $500, what would you do with it? Travel, throw a party, spend time with family, invest so I can quit my job, or buy booze?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say invest if it really is like, yeah, this is going to. Invest, I guess. But the first option is very tempting too. Travel. Yeah. I love travel.
Travel. Yeah. What scares you more? Losing your family, getting caught red-handed, having your dick chopped off, getting fired, or dying?
Okay. So here's the thing. When Charlie did this one popped out to me, and then he said losing your family, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course that's the obvious answer.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the worst. But part of me is like, maybe I should go with my first gut reaction. When you said getting your dick chopped off, I was like, good God, I got to go with that.
Okay, so, the only reason why I didn't answer that one is the fact that it is not currently on my list of fears. Like, you know, it's not
good point.
It's not a thing that I think about very often.
Okay, yeah, okay. No, that's a great point. Oh, God. Wait, how should I answer this? Should I answer kind of like
you're
going to
get,
like,
if you answer different, then you're going to get a different answer than me. So if you
maybe I should
know
do it for
another,
that reason.
Yeah, if you want to know another choice.
I think you're right, though. Losing family is more of a, like an actual fear. Yeah. Like, oh, no, but it's a horrible thought. Yeah, let's go with the losing. Yeah.
I think you can all agree, genital mutilation.
It's awful.
Not good.
Not good, but it's probably not something we think about either.
Yeah, yeah.
Truthfully.
I don't have one, but I'd also be afraid of that.
Right, yeah.
pick another movie with interconnected storylines. Crash, Valentine's Day, Pulp Fiction, Love Actually, or Traffic?
I think I'll go with Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Okay. Pick a Tom Hanks movie. Punchline, The Green Mile, The Burbs, Catch Me If You Can, or The Lady Killers?
I think I'll do The Burbs.
The Burbs. You got Tom Marcinetti story. Uh-oh, you got your dick chopped off after.
I think the rest of the questions didn't matter as soon as I answered that one.
As soon as you answered that one.
Shouldn't have been so reckless.
I know.
Yeah.
But that was, yeah, that's fun. That'd be a fun character to play anyway. So,
yeah, you got your dick chopped.
Very
off.
Different. Ben Foster always plays full on psychopaths. And yes. It was so interesting to see him play this character who was like definitely like the lowest status of the people in the car, especially after that happened. Or
it's funny. I just remember too when he's bleeding, his friend's like, here, take this book. And that was like, stop the bleeding. But yeah, I guess it's better than nothing, but.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Just a lot of blood. Yeah. Well, that was my quiz for this episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Any last thoughts on 11/14?
People should watch it.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah.
Checking out.
And it's so like it's the perfect length.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like 1 hour and 26 minutes. It's like short. It does what it needs to do. It is so easy to follow.
Yeah.
Like for a movie with interconnected storylines, it is not complicated or convoluted or frustrating in any way. You're just like, oh, okay, there's that thing. Oh, okay, there that is. I was pleasantly surprised by this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good acting all around too.
Everybody was great.
I had the thought when I was watching, because me and Charlie on Baywatch Watch, we give out an award for worst actor. Maybe it's mean to do. But anyways, but I was like, I don't know who I would pick on this, honestly, because I really enjoyed it. That dog.
No, the dog was great.
The dog actor.
That dog was like, the dog had a look on its face like, I'm going to do whatever I want. Fuck you. And it sold it from great actor. Great
maybe dog. Swayze. I don't know.
Maybe Swayze? Okay.
Maybe Swayze. I think just because I was like, really, he was the one character that I couldn't quite pin down as to like.
I see what you mean.
Is he in the right mindset? But, but you know, it's because like. Patrick Swayze doesn't really do and hadn't done like comedies.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think he was trying to exercise some comedic muscles that he might not have had all that much of, rather than black comedies are best when you play them straight. I think he was trying to be a little big and broad, which sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I love Patrick Swayze.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I will say I did really enjoy the scenes with him and the dog and him trying to get it back. Yeah. I thought those were funny. And also, I liked when he gets caught with the burning shirt and he's trying to explain.
Oh, yeah.
That was very funny, too.
Oops. It's great. Okay. Let's rate this movie out of 5 Collins. How many Collins do you give 11/14?
Oh, I have a question. Is this like in terms of Colin Hanks movies or is this just in movies in general?
I don't, it's however
it's probably
you,
our same scale.
It's however you feel. Yeah. It can be like based on Colin in the movie, which would be kind of low because he's not really in it.
Yeah.
Or like compared to all of his other movies or compared to every movie ever made.
I'm going to give it 4.5 Colin Hanks. I think this was a solid movie. It's like, not a movie that I think I'll ever be like, oh, I really want to sit down and watch 11/14 again. But I did enjoy it when I was watching it. I think it's a great one-time viewing.
Totally.
And I would say 4.5. I was like, it's an underrated gem that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Ooh. Yeah, on the Colin Hanks scale, I'm going to go 4.5 as well. And my reasons are very similar to Charlie's. But it is funny to say that I'm like, I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. But same, I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever watch this
again. I don't know if I'll ever watch this movie again.
So whatever that means, I don't know.
I'll tell people to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to be like, hey, we should watch 11/14.
So, yeah.
It's but like, it ends up being like, I think the biggest issue with it is that it's unremarkable.
Yeah.
It is like, you're like perfectly passive and it doesn't do anything aggressively wrong. Mm-mm. So it's like a pleasant watch, but it is not a movie where everyone's going to be like, oh man, of all the movies that have ever existed, I'm going to take another hour and a half to watch that one.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it 4.5 Collins as well for the same reasons.
Excellent.
It's a solid movie.
Yeah.
But it's not a rewatch.
like, I get it.
And I'll tell people, if people will be like, my favorite movies are Orange County, I'll be like, well, have you seen 11/14? Because that's also a Colin movie. Well, where can people find you guys?
You can listen to our podcast, Baywatch Watch, which you can find wherever podcasts are available. We go and we watch episodes of Baywatch and then we talk about them.
Yeah.
Always with a guest. Rachel's been on the show before. Yeah. It was a great guest.
Great guest.
Thanks.
We also have an Instagram @BaywatchWatch. I don't know. Personal, if you want at Real Zach Olson. You can follow me there.
My helicopter. If you want to follow me. And there we go.
Yeah. Everyone go follow, go listen. You guys are great.
Thank you for having us. Great.
Yeah. Thank you for talking about 1114 with me. This was fun.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
And a fun movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it again.
Nope. Yeah,
it was really fun.
Yeah. It was a good one-time watch.
Yeah.
It was. It really was.
Yeah. And thanks for listening. Okay. Bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow. A Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks. So let's say thanks.